If you've been working very hard, you say, I am very
tired.
Yes. Any other words you use other than tired?
Yeah, don't feel good or something.
How about all tuckered out?
Yes.
You ever use that word?
No, I ain't noticed.
You just use tired.
Tired, yes. Must be tired.
In fact, you are so tired, you said I...
Don't feel like
I feel plumb...
Tired.
I'm completely, okay, tired. If a person has been real healthy and all of a sudden you hear she has some disease, you say, last night she...
I'm feeling all right, is it?
Uh-huh, but then this morning she took...
Real sick, isn't it?
Okay. You say, but he may be sick now, but he'll be well.
Yes.
If a person sat in a draft and began to cough, you'd say he was taking
cold.
If it affected his voice, you'd say he was sounding. If he couldn't talk plain with his cough.
His voice.
And if he coughed a little bit, you'd say he's got a little.
Bad cold in there.
Okay.
Coughs.
And then you'd say, I better go to bed because I'm feeling a little.
Tired.
At 6 o'clock, I'll be
going again.
And at 6 o'clock, if Willie James is supposed to be up, you have to go do what?
I don't. I just go eat. No, he's up. I ain't up here.
But used to, you'd have to go and
we'll tend to everything then around the house and like that.
Would you wake him up?
Yes, my father, yes, I'd wake him up when I could get around.
If the medicine is still by your bedside, by the patient's bedside, and you're the doctor, you'll ask, why haven't you?
Give him my medicine.
If you can't hear anything at all, you'd say you were stone.
Yeah.
Stone.
Sleep.
If you can't hear, you're stone.
Deep or something.
If he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he sure had...
Sweated.
Something that comes on the back of your neck or your body that's real sore and has to be opened. What do you call that?
Boil or something like that.
When a boil opens, the stuff that drains out of it, what do you call it?
The core, you know, festers or something like that. You know, like
is that what you call the stuff that comes out of you?
Yes, some festers or something like that. Open it.
Well, if you've got a great big sore on your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say, my hand sure did.
Swear.
When you get a blister, the liquid that comes from under the skin is?
Blood.
And sometimes it's just plain old...
Water, isn't it? Yeah.
In the war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you have a bullet...
In my own.
What kind of growth is it that has to be burned out?